It is time to chat not news, where we do take a look at some of the stories that have been floating around the headlines, maybe taking up a little bit too much of space through the news cycle. Nick Parmeter is in with us now. Morning, Nick.
Very good morning to you, Tess. A very happy Thursday.
Yes, to you too. So what is in the not news this week?
Well, Tess, we're just 6 days away from the biggest event in Australia of the year. And of course, I'm talking about State of Origin.
Of course.
Up at Suncorp Stadium in Brisbane next this coming Wednesday night. Last year, New South Wales won for the first time in quite a while. So Queensland have seemed to have adopted a new pre-game tactic. And that's not to mention the word New South Wales in press appearances.
Okay.
So the media have been kindly asked not to ask Maroons players and coaching staff about their New South Wales rivals. So the words out of the book are New South Wales and the Blues. They're referring to them when they do as the other state.
Oh.
Or those guys from down south.
Right.
So I'm not 100% sure what the tactical reason is behind this, but it's a mind games, I think, ahead of next week's game.
Yeah, I feel like ghosting the other team isn't going to do that much for you. They're still going to show up. They're still going to be charging at you with a football.
Maybe my allegiance comes into play, but it just seems just so silly. It's just Kevin Walters, he's the coach of Queensland and a great former player. I'll give him that. He nearly let it slip. Ooh. On Monday. He had a chat with Channel 9. He said, "My dad told me 20 to 30 years ago about New South, the people down south of the border." So he nearly slipped there. And apparently there's also been a couple of Maroons players as well that have nearly let the cat out of the bag. But so far, we're still 6 days away. There's a long time for the New South Wales or the Blues to be dropped by someone. But so far, they've made it to Thursday without mentioning it.
It feels like when you're in like year four or five and you're like, we're not talking to Sarah. We're not talking about Sarah doesn't exist. We're not talking to her.
Yeah, she who must like not
that.
Be named.
Yeah, it feels like that, except two very large rugby league teams.
Who knows? If they win on Wednesday night, maybe you can say it was justified.
Maybe.
We'll wait and see, and we all look very forward to that big game, of course. And moving to Germany now, a speeding driver over there was saved from a €105 fine when a snow white dove interceded on his behalf. The driver was caught on speed cameras well over the limit on a highway, but his identity was hidden by the bird's wings spread in flight. So the bird on the shot, the security camera shot, has covered his face.
Nice.
And it's like a side on shot, so you can't see like the rego. So it's covered like his face. So this bird, a lighthearted police statement suggested, so the German police, perhaps it was no coincidence the Holy Spirit intervened. Of course, the dove, a symbol of that aspect of God, interference from God in Christianity. So we've understood the sign and we will leave the speeder in peace this time.
God does not want you to fine this particular person.
Yeah, so let that be a warning, anonymous German driver.
Yeah.
Not to speed, you've had your chance and
you've been saved once, you're not going to get that
again. You're not going to find salvation a second time.
I do not think so. I don't think the odds of that are high.
And Tess, how about we move to the US, everyone's favourite country. A group of Trump supporters has begun building the first privately constructed US-Mexico border wall after a crowdfunding campaign.
Oh my God.
Yep. I really didn't think I'd be reading that ever, but
no.
US military veteran Brian Colfage posted a picture of the steel fence going up in the state of New Mexico. More than $22 million US dollars in donations to this crowdfunding campaign over the last year or so. He had it on Twitter. Mr. Kovac wrote, "We made history, the first crowdsource-funded international border wall." Funnily enough, former White House chief strategist Steve Bannon is chairman of We Build the Wall's advisory board. We Build the Wall is the the movement behind this crowdfunded private wall?
I have so many questions. Is this illegal? Surely. Surely this is illegal.
I mean, in the US...
Yeah, good point. Good point.
There are things that are legal that are like, why? And there are things that are illegal that are just like, why?
I was picturing... You said steal in there because my mental image was of a bunch of brickies or something had gone down and they were just kind of going for it with their own supplies. Is there going to be like the government built wall and then all of a sudden you get to a point and it's like a pool fence?
Like, I have no idea. What? I don't even... How can this even... I don't know how this even happens.
Well, that's the first question to be asking, to be honest.
Yeah, well, money well spent, maybe not.
Yeah.
But, we'll see where it goes.
I have a lot of questions and none of them are going to have satisfying answers.
Yep. And of course, just quickly, Tessa's story, I thought perhaps should have gotten a bit more coverage. Burnout, which is a response to prolonged stress at work that typically involves emotional exhaustion, detachment and feeling ineffective, has been classified as an official medical diagnosis by the World Health Organization. And for my, friends and colleagues, students and professionals alike, I think burnout is something that affects all of us. It's good to see it's been officially recognised, and hopefully now we can get some medically sound responses to that condition as well.
Yeah, I love that because, like you said, we've all been there, you know. And I think the idea that you could go to a doctor and get a doctor's certificate that just says, "I am so burnt out, I need a week off." I really like that idea. I think that would do a lot of good for people's mental health in particular, but, you know, around the country. Like I said, everyone knows what that's like.
I think in this day and age, it just, year in, year out, it becomes more and more of a thing for more and more people. So I hope that's successful in its implementation. And, you know, wouldn't it be nice to have a 4-day working week rather than a 5? But maybe I'm getting my hopes up too much there.
One step at a time. Thanks so much, Nick.
Thank you, Tess.
Nick Parmeter with Not News for another week. Chatting some of the things in the headlines, taking up a little bit more than their fair share of room.